It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's the time for, Sammy?
In this segment, there are no losers, only winners. It's guys being dudes.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going back to Cleveland. We were picking a player who played for the Red Sox or the Guardians, formerly known as the Cleveland Indians, which we don't say. Who would like to go first? I'll let you guys pick this week.
I can go Gordo first if you want.
Gordo, lead it off.
Gordo, do it.
Usually I do like fun memories and like past guys from like when we were kids and stuff. No, I'm gonna bring us to the dark side this time. And I feel like that's a little bit mean. Because like he definitely wasn't, he's not a bad guy. He's like a really good dude. He was washed. Former two-time Cy Young Award winner.
Oh no,
Corey Kluber.
All right, Pat, your turn.
To recap, three-time All-Star, two-time Cy Young Award winner. He had two additional third-place finishes in the Cy Young voting, but with the Red Sox in 2023, 7.04 ERA. In 15 games, nine of which were starts. He started opening day. Adley Rutschman, I believe, was like 5 for 5 on that day. So yeah,
2-run shot in the first
inning. Really in like 15 degree weather, something ridiculous. It was so cold.
A good time to relitigate this conversation we had yesterday, Gordo. Pat, I want to get your opinion, and then Coop or Joe, if you want to hop in and give your 2 cents. I noticed that Cleveland gave Tanner Bibee number 28. Thought that was a little strange that they didn't like consider retiring Corey Kluber, won 2 Cy Young Awards with them and 3 All-Star games and was just generally amazing with them for like 7 years. That's a pretty long time. That's like roughly how long Pedro was with the Red Sox, maybe slightly less, but I don't know. What do you guys think? Retire? Should they have retired his number?
Let me ask you this, and I don't know this answer. This is a genuine question. Has anyone worn CC Sabathia's number in Cleveland since he left?
Carson Charles Sabathia, number 52 on the Cleveland Guardians.
Yes, anyone wore 52?
I don't believe so.
You sure? Check.
Oh, man. No. Did Clevinger?
Yeah.
What was Clevinger's number?
52. Hold on. Let me check.
Who was the closer who was good for like 2 or 3 years in like 13, 14?
Chris Andrew Perez? Bailey?
No.
Andrew Bailey did pitch for the Guardians, if I'm...
Was it Andrew Miller, I think?
Or no, Miller.
Andrew Miller, not Bailey.
Yeah. I was trying to think of... Because Andrew Miller, former Red Sox.
Are you sure you're not thinking of Chris Perez, Pat?
I'm so sure. It was... I don't even know if he wore 55. Cody Allen.
Oh my Cody God, Allen I forgot about that guy. He was good for a hot sec.
People forget that the 2016 Guardians, or Indians at that time, they were just all Boston Red Sox. They were the Dodgers before the Dodgers were the Dodgers.
I'm going to pull up the 52s. All right, you ready? They have a 52 right now. Nick Sandlin is 52. Yeah, Mike Clevinger was 52.
There you go. If they're handing out CC's number, they can hand out Corey Kluber's.
But was CC as good? Let me compare, because CC was a while ago. I feel like he's a little bit mythology.
Was it? I think
CC was the Cy Young over Beckett in 07.
Yeah, CC was a
Kluber won 2 of those, is what I'm saying.
Sammy, I was against you when you first Mike brought Clevinger. This up to me, but I actually...
CC almost had a 4 ERA with Cleveland. Get the fuck... He had a 3.
Sammy, I'm more on your side now than I was when you brought this up, because when you brought it up initially, I was like, no. Like, he didn't win a World Series. He didn't retire there. Coop?
He won 106 games and had a 3.83.
Yeah, now, that's really good. Like 3.83.
I don't know what numbers. I should look this up before saying anything, but who cares? I don't know what numbers are retired by the Guardians, but they have one of the worst owners in professional sports. I should say families.
Family.
For those that don't know, the Wilpons, or not the Wilpons, Dolans. Dolans also own the Cleveland Guardians. I believe it's the cousin. Of Tom Dolan.
James Dolan.
Dolan of the Knicks owner. They're historically shitty at just being owners. So for them not to like retire CC Sabathia's number is not outlandish, or anyone else from like the past couple. Like, is Jim Thome retired? Jim Thome might have been the last retired number by the Guardians.
That's wild. And that's, can I give you guys some stats? 99? Comparison. Listen to this. You guys might be surprised by this. So CC Sabathia, great pitcher. Don't get me wrong. He pitched for Cleveland, 106 wins, 71 losses, 3.83 ERA, 1,528 innings. Amazing, right? Kluber, by the way, that's over 8 years. Kluber, 9 years, 98 wins, 58 losses, 3.16 ERA. So that's more than half a run lower. 1,341 innings. So CC's got him by like 150 innings, but two Cy Young awards. Kluber might be the better pitcher here.
I think he is.
I don't know.
So, why do you think I put him in my guys being dudes?
Yeah. All right. Well, I think they should have retired Kluber's number. 9 years of service, two Cy Young awards, three-time All-Star. That's pretty amazing. So, all right.
Pat,
you're up. Yeah. Give me a guy. So that was very, we dragged that one out, but
I'm going ahead. With the most professional man who ever donned a Red Sox uniform, gave it his all 100% of the time, never dicked around. Julian Tavares.
Oh, I wish I did that one.
He was great.
Bouncing over to first base.
Amazing.
Just a hothead. As much as I hated Julian Tavares, I loved him for all the same reasons. He was so fun to watch, but I wanted to rip the eyes out of my skull every time I did. So, shout out Julian Tavares.
I love that man.
He was handsome as hell.
Best friends with Manny. He still comes around Boston. There was like a Bronson Arroyo thing here he was at a couple years back. Like he's awesome. I love that dude. He's so weird.
His skin looked like it was made of like bleached leather.
What the fuck?
He looked like he was wearing a mask of a person. Like Carl Havoc.
Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah. Always thought he was like some just off. Anyway, that's a good one, Pat. Mine, I can't believe this guy hasn't been mentioned. This is probably the most liked player on the show. Gordo, you want to take a wild guess of who I'm going to pick?
Chris Murphy never played for the Guardians.
Sorry, second most liked player on the show.
Christopher Troy's never played the majors.
Brennan Bernardino did not make to the majors with the Guardians.
Fourth most liked player.
He was Reds, not Guardians.
Hey, Gordo, he's your favorite player of all time, other than Manny.
Wait. Holy shit. Both of my favorite players of all time played for this team.
You know who I'm talking about?
Are you talking about Rajay?
No. Even
El Guapo? No, El Guapo didn't play.
Manny Ramirez.
Alexi Ogando. Ogando played for Cleveland, and he was a pitch, one of the players of all time.
I might need to not be on this show for like a month for not picking Manny or Rajay Davis.
Manny would have been lame. That's like the most obvious pick. The point is to be obscure. Can I give you Alexi Ogando's stats with Cleveland?
Yes.
Okay, he was pretty nasty. He pitched one game, one inning, two earned runs, 18 ERA.
Good. Nasty. Very good. Very good stuff.
So he could have had a 19 ERA, but he only had an 18 ERA. So Alexi Ogando, he's another beauty. Glad to have had the opportunity to watch him. And I know that someone out there is going, Red Sox legend, Red Sox legend. It's so funny because he wasn't one.
Sammy, here's the thing about ERAs, though. If you get an out, they can always go up. They can always get worse.
Yep, you said it, not me. You know,
let it be known.
Who could have thought it?